In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And just like that, Lent is over, and here we are in Holy Week, and the most sacred days of our liturgical year. Tonight, we're invited once again into relationship with God, loving relationship with God. Tonight, God's desire to have a deep, intimate, loving relationship with each one of us is evident in this evening's very interactive and engaging liturgy. It's an invitation and opportunity to allow ourselves to experience the depth of the love of God in a very profound way. Maundy means command or mandate. Maundy Thursday, the day the disciples and at each yearly observance, each of us received the same mandate. Today we commemorate the institution of the Eucharist, and in our reading from Paul, we heard the words of institution, words we continue to use today. Do this in remembrance of me. This commandment is in the form of a gift, a sacramental gift of grace, available to all who follow Christ. Not bad as commandments go. Here, take this gift. The disciples were soon to be left to carry on without their beloved teacher, and Jesus realized that life would not be easy for them, as it would not always be easy for us, and that it would be necessary to keep the connection with one another and with himself alive. He realized they and us would need a more tangible source of strength and renewal. And the fact that this parting gift is constructed as a community event, whenever two or three are gathered, tells us that the root of this strength we seek needs to start together in community. Pretty good idea. Leave this wonderful gift to his followers, but require that they be together to receive it. And that's what we commemorate this evening. In today's gospel, as this Last Supper meal gets going, we have Jesus assuming the role of servant and washing the feet of his disciples, all of them, Judas included. Jesus and his disciples shared many meals together. He would have had plenty of opportunities to wash their feet. But he did it on the same day as the gift of the Eucharist, at the same event. No small coincidence. They are very related. Visually, very different, but very related. Tonight, we reenact the foot washing, but of course, it's the meaning behind that act, the call to love and serve others, which is the mandate, our command. And so, our mandates are to gather together in remembrance, the Eucharist, and to love and serve others, modeled in the foot washing. And these two mandates go together as intertwined gifts of grace. Intertwined because if we come to the Eucharist and we're not willing to humble ourselves to care for our neighbor, we're not in communion. Receive communion. Do communion, be in communion. Our Eucharist involves liturgy and ritual, and it's okay to love our liturgy and rituals. But if we lack real commitment to Christ, if we don't allow the liturgy and rituals to compel us to love one another, they fall short of bringing us into the very presence of Christ. It needs to go beyond the liturgy and ritual and beyond the walls of the church. In our Eucharist, we offer all that we are, ourselves, our souls, our bodies, our disappointments, our failures, our triumphs, our joys. We place it all on the altar with the bread and the wine. We give it all to Christ. And then, once the Eucharistic prayers are said and we come forward, we receive it all back again, renewed, restored, we receive it all back as a gift to take out to the world. The gift of the Eucharist is to be received, and to receive it fully, it must compel us to be in communion with others, to in effect wash the feet of others, most especially those on the margins of society, those who are fragile, rejected, and forgotten, as Jesus did. His hidden presence in the bread and wine should be visible in our actions in the world. We love the concept. We like to say, our God is a living God. It's so true, but the tricky part is that living God lives in us. Do this in remembrance of me. Have this bread and wine together. And oh, do this too. The foot washing and all it represents. Two mandates, two gifts of grace, two parts of a whole, interdependent parts. This evening, the congregation, that's you, will be invited to come forward, and we will wash the feet of the faithful. That's also you. Yes, it's a reenactment of what occurred at Jesus' Last Supper, with the clergy of this parish modeling the servant role, a demonstration of what true servanthood and true leadership looks like. And so, the other side of this reenactment is the role you play. And I hope if you've seen this before and have not been inclined in the past to participate, that you will tonight. Experiencing it in this very real, very hands-on, very personal way allows us all to go deeper and to reach a new depth of understanding. The command is to gather together and remember Jesus in the breaking of the bread and to take care of one another. To care for one another, regardless of who you are and of who they are, and to be cared for. We must be as ready to receive the love of Christ through his servants as we are to give it, knowing it's an act of love. And if your participation tonight consists of simply witnessing, allow that witnessing to open up a spiritual space for you as you witness the love of Christ being offered and received. I suspect the impact of the events and teachings at the Last Supper did not have time to sink into the hearts and minds of the disciples until much later, because of the way the evening eventually unfolded. Jesus is betrayed by Judas Iscariot and arrested on this night, ripped by Roman soldiers from their midst and leaving them terrified. For us, though, he's not violently dragged off by hostile soldiers. For us, he's reverently carried to our altar of repose. As we experience the stripping of the altar, we go even deeper to that dark place of emptiness. As all the props of our worship are removed, we're left bare of the presence of our Lord and the earthly things that enable our worship. This is so like those moments in our lives when we feel stripped of all spiritual connection, when we feel that God is so out of reach, so not visible to us. The difficult times and harsh world we inhabit can wear down even the strongest spiritual connection. It's at those times, as it is tonight, that we must realize that we have only to seek out and truly desire that connection and get up and make a move towards it, towards hope and resurrection. You're here now, so you're already moving towards it. Tonight, I bid you to pray, to be humble, to serve and be served, to love and be loved, to gather in communion here in this church or remotely online, and in your hearts to feel the emptiness of Christ removed from our midst, and finally, to anticipate the hope and resurrection joy to come.